Hello and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study. Our starting point, the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 32. Before we begin to look at the verse, where are we? We know that the book of Acts in the early church is divided into the following sections. Phase 1, the wait for power. Phase 2, the ministry in Jerusalem. Phase 3, the ministry in Judea and Samaria. And then phase 4, the ministry to the othermost parts of the earth. Up to this point, we have seen phase 1. It ended with Acts chapter 2, verse 4. The church received power. Phase 2, the Jerusalem phase, really ended at the beginning of Acts chapter 8 with the death of Stephen. Phase 3 really is beginning to wind down as we pick up this lesson. Phase 4 begins in chapter 10. At the end of this chapter, now that Saul of Tarsus is a believer in Jesus, the church is in a period of rest. The church, having grown from one church to churches throughout all of Judea and Samaria up into the Antioch region, it is doing well, it is prospering. Now, without them realizing it, it's time to enter into the fourth phase, the world phase. As verse 32 begins, Peter, he is now a traveling minister. Wasn't that way in phase 1 with the church in Jerusalem, but now, with the church being spread out, he is making visits to the churches to see what's going on. This leads us to verse 32. And it came to pass, as Peter passed through all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. So here Peter arrives, and this man Aeneas, he is very, very ill with the palsy. Verse 34. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes you whole. Arise and make your bed. And he arose immediately. Let's look at that line. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Who is the one who makes us healthy? Jesus Christ. What do we need to believe as believers and as a church? Jesus Christ makes you whole. Jesus Christ makes us well. Jesus, he wants his church to be healthy and whole. He wants the believers to be healthy and whole. Just as important, Peter believes in the Lord to the point that he's willing to do what Jesus told him to do. Jesus wants you well. We need to realize this. And this means, well, we really want to see the people well also. That means doing what Jesus has called us to do. Then Peter said, arise, make your bed. And this is something Peter heard enough in the ministry of Jesus. Now he is doing exactly what Jesus taught him to do. Arise, take up your bed, and walk. And that's what Aeneas did. Verse 35. And all that dwelt in Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. What happens when power is being demonstrated in the local church? The local community will begin to turn to Jesus. This wasn't a case of a cold being gone, oh, cold, big deal. No, this was one that caught everybody's attention. A guy who could not walk now is walking. When the power of the Holy Ghost is moving to this extent, the church is going to experience growth. It's also going to experience what we see in the next verse, verse 36. Now, there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deed, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. Whom they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. Now, it's pretty hard for Dorcas to have faith here because, well, she's dead. But what we're going to see is the faith of the church in Joppa. What do? They realize that Peter is right down the road at Lydda. They probably even heard about the guy who got up off his bed, picked up his bed, and walked. Now they want Peter to come and pray for Dorcas. Then she will get off her bed and walk and get back to work. Now let's understand something. We read a lot about Tabitha or Dorcas and all the good works that she has done. That makes her valuable to the church. But as far as healing is concerned, doesn't mean anything. What? It is the faith of the church of Joppa that's going to turn this situation around. Faith in Jesus is still what heals, delivers, and yes, even raises from the dead. And for as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, really the city next door, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went to them. Now, we mentioned with Aeneas that Peter had seen the Lord say, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And what did Peter do? What Jesus taught him to do. Now remember, when Jesus healed and raised the daughter of Jairus from the dead, there were three people in the room beyond Jesus, the daughter, and the parents: Peter, James, and John. They were the witnesses of what happened. So yes, Peter knows from first-hand experience Jairus' daughter, the widow of Nain's son, and Lazarus, that the resurrection of the dead was possible. So Peter goes there in faith, knowing what the Lord is about to do. Let's look at verse 39. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. Now let me stress, it's great that Dorcas made all of this stuff, was a key member of the church. But what is key as far as healing is concerned? Faith. A church that will have faith, and a minister, Peter, who will have faith. Faith is what moves the hand of God. And because this church and Peter operates in faith, they are about to see the impossible happen. And we will pick up with this in our next lesson.